Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and it's a new week, so we're introducing a new topic. Our Daily Challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, but if you've never explored that before, I'd encourage you to check out our Christianity 101 course first. It would be a great introduction that we build on in these challenges. Every week we explore a different topic on Redeem the Commute's Daily Challenges, introducing the new topic on Monday, studying it in the Bible on Tuesday, seeing how that changes and transforms us on Wednesday. Thursday, trying to live out and apply it in our lives before taking a day for prayer and reflection on Friday. Saturday's our day of rest, and then Sunday's our day for community. Right now we're working through a series called Pioneer Story, where we're looking at the book of Acts in the Bible to see how the very first Christians in the world organized themselves and became a community we know today as the church. This particular week we're talking about pioneer preaching. We're going to see what Peter had to say when he was given an opportunity to speak to thousands. Just a couple weeks ago, I noticed my phone was shaking with an incoming phone call, and I couldn't quite get to it in time. I just missed the call. Once I got the voicemail message, my heart skipped a beat. It was a call from a reporter from the Toronto Star who wanted to talk to me about Redeem the Commute. This is exciting because I know the power of publicity like that. Free advertising, essentially. Our greatest growth as a community came after we were profiled on CBC News in January of 2013. I know the power of these things, and so I was excited to hear that, but I knew I didn't have much time. Usually these reporters have a pretty tight deadline and need to hear back soon. So I paused for a moment, prayed about it, thought for a few minutes about how I would answer certain questions and what essential points I wanted to get across in an interview. And then I dialed the reporter's phone number. What this represented was an opportunity to speak to hundreds or thousands of people that I wouldn't normally be able to speak to. And I had great news to share about Jesus and about Redeem the Commute being all about Jesus and his message. With thousands of people suddenly going to hear that message, how would I communicate it? What would I say? How would I take advantage of this opportunity to the fullest? Well, I think those are some of the same questions Peter must have been thinking about when he was given an opportunity to speak to thousands way back in the first century. We're going to see tomorrow that story, but in the meantime, I want you to think about and hopefully discuss with some friends or neighbors when you've had an opportunity like that. When have you had the opportunity to speak to a big crowd? What did you have to say? And did it all go according to plan? We'll have a great discussion. And don't forget, we try to meet regularly in groups to discuss these things, not just alone. So find somebody you know from the train or bus, from work, from home, whoever it is that you could be discussing these challenges with, invite them to join you. Discuss regularly these daily challenges. Watch the videos when you're apart, but when you're together, take some time to discuss. And read the Bible in sync as well. We suggest a daily Bible reading every day called Reading the Bible in Sync, so you can join with others in our community, staying in sync even as we go about our busy lifestyles. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.